prayer to pray. Lord, that as you commence it, send your blessings upon us, glorify your name. Those who are still coming their way, find them here safely. Help us at the end of the service. Let us go back on life footed with your blessings in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Let's we welcome ourselves to the Wednesday prayer meeting. As we open our Bible for a little word of exhortation, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5. These two places because they are complementary. The first one, 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 8, speaks of the summon, the supernatural, and then the second one, Luke 2, 36 to 37, speaks of Jehovah of miracles. So we are looking at the supernatural God who performs miracles. Praise be to God. Let's begin by taking our understanding from Jehovah of Miracle, paragraph 46. Yeah, let me know. Okay, you are there, Abby? All right. The Sunday before had been an unusual Sunday at the synagogue in Nazareth. The good rabbi had preached a mighty sermon, and he had told of the great God of Abraham. How that in the days of his visiting his children down in Egypt, how that he had brought them out with a mighty hand of power, how he had showed himself to be ruler of both heavens and earth, how that water could not stand in his path, or nothing could hinder his divine will, how that he had sprinkled with his own hands bread upon the ground of a night to feed his journeying children that had no bread,
And he had also referred to a time that was Joseph and Mary, you know, reminiscing on the sermon of the priest, the rabbi. And he also had referred to a time that they ran out of meat, and the Lord God Jehovah had caused a great wind to blow, and quails came into the camp by the thousands. And each Israelite, without using anything more than their hands, had caught these quails and dressed them and had eaten all that they wanted. And it was all these points, at this point, that Joseph must have said, "Did you realize, dear, how many quails that it will take to feed them people? For there were about 2.5 million people in that camp, and each man could easily eat 2 quail or more for satisfying. So it will take more than 5 million quails at a time. But he is Jehovah, the Creator. How that he could create quail? There probably wasn't 5 million quail in all Palestine or all the wilderness. But he is Jehovah God who can put them there. If there is none there, he can still create them. For he did it in the days of Abraham on the mount where Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide anything he has need of." Then Joseph must have said something like this. The message was striking, but I thought the good rabbi ruined it at the end when he said, "But it is true that Jehovah used to do miracles, but alas, Jehovah doesn't even do miracles today. That those days are passed long ago. All Jehovah wants us to do is to go to church and pay our dues and just live a good, normal life." Joseph must have said, "I kind of disagree with the rabbi, because if he is God, he has to remain the same God. If he was Jehovah, could provide for them, he can provide for us also." Oh, how I would like to holler amen to Joseph. Praise be to God. Yeah. It was last Wednesday back at Bakatari, where I serve as their missionary pastor, that, you know, we were in the prayer session by that time, and you know, this thought just dropped in my mind, because I was praying along certain area, and this thought was just crystallizing in my mind. Jehovah can create anything. I was actually thinking about a statement. I think that should be in the Sunday school, if I remember, when I say, when there is any child of God, when there is a challenge and there is need of something in the life of that man, God will come on the scene to make it available. He has always proven himself to be the present help in time of trouble. And that is why he is reliable. That's why we can depend on him. Hallelujah. Now, let's just, within the available time, let's fellowship on the thought, the Creator. The Creator. Is the only, when we, I like to use the word the Creator, not our Creator, because there is none like him. He's the only one. Human being is very creative. The ingenuity of man has created the scientific and technological advancement that we have seen. Human's creativity, or this handphone that we see, the AI that can, you know, mimic human being, you will not even know it's not the person. You know? Science has gone, and the rest of, they are just human creativity.
But in all of their creativity, there's one thing that make God distinct, is that God does not need any material prior to creation. He doesn't need any material prior to creation. As long as God thinks of anything, He just speaks it into existence. He does not need to add materials together before He can achieve His purpose. Like the quail, He just created, like we have just read. There was need for quail. The children of Israel demanded for quail. Before the quail, God was feeding them with manna. How did the manna come? It was God's creation. And God brought it down from heaven because He wanted to feed His people. And they were feeding on this until God, they fed up with it. It was too much. They got bored. Let me use that word. Because they told Moses that I was so looted this light bread. The manna, angels' food that God gave unto them. And they said, we need meat. We are craving for, our stomach is craving for meat. Meat. And Moses told them, I said, meat? Where are you going to get meat? In this wilderness. And they chided with Moses. And Moses went to God. God told him that, don't worry. Maybe they want to eat meat. I will supply it until it will be coming out of your nostril. Quail is akparo in Yoruba. They are birds. Finest meat. Very heavy. You know? And God just told Moses that you should not worry. He was going to pray. The prophet gave us statistics of the number of quail that a person will eat to be satisfied. Two. And you know the quail God will send to them will not be this lean one. One that is well nourished because divine creation provided it. A divine creator provided it. He provided it for them. God did not need anything because of this special attribute that I want to mention, which the prophet emphasized, the attribute of omnipotence, that He can do all things. He is all powerful. He has no limitation in what He can do. Except He does not want to do it. Except what He doesn't want to do. Nothing. And He doesn't, nothing, no circumstance will prevent Him from doing anything. It is only when He chooses not to. It is when He chooses not to. But once He wants to do it, all obstacles and barriers will go with it. Like the Yoruba will say, itakun. Itakun toni ke ni ma wodo. O ma be ni wono do ni. Because the weight of the elephant will pull anything with it. So God, our God is the Almighty, the most powerful. He has no comparison. He's unlimited in His power. Nothing challenges Him. He doesn't accept challenge from any man because no man can challenge Him. The devil that waged war in heaven, it wasn't a challenge to God. Why? Because of His attribute, His omniscient. He knew it before He created the devil. He created the devil for that purpose. And so nothing is taken Him by surprise. So because He knows all things, everything that has been. And that is why this song that we sing, because while I was meditating on this song came to mind. I want us to add to this song. So you will tap it and let our song leaders also take note. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do,
Now, we usually sing it, that is what you will do. But I want to add a little version to it because of the understanding, my understanding of this topic. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done. What you say you will do, that is what you are doing. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Proving him to be what? The same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. He has nobody to challenge him. He is all powerful. Nothing limits his power. He doesn't run out of resources. He does not run out of resources to do anything. He is omniscient. He knows everything. If he knows everything, the prophet said, being omniscient makes him omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Not like here that is ubiquitous, but the prophet says he has a throne, but because he knows all things, so he is everywhere. Nothing is hidden in his sight. Even David alluded to that in the book of Psalms when he said that even if I run to the darkest part of the earth, he said, before I get there, you're already there. I'll meet you there. So where am I going to run to? So where is the escaping route for any human being? Yoruba ni ase amokun seka. Woni bi oba ye ori. Torun wo. That's to give you understanding that the people also know that this Almighty God is all seeing. He's all seeing. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he can do everything. In the Psalm of the Supernatural, paragraph 44. This little lady was that tired. The prophet was speaking of the little mistress that Naaman, the leper, had. This little lady was that type, and she said to her mistress, she said, I would God that my Lord Naaman was over in my country, for we have a prophet over there that could heal him of his leprosy. You remember where we read? The king of Syria, upon hearing that, God can do a miracle through this little young lady, and he got to the king. The king sent to the king of Israel that, well, I'm sending my servant to you. Please heal him of his leprosy. When the king got the message, he tore his clothes. Am I in the stead of God? And when the message got to Elisha, he said, why did you rent your clothes? Let him come to me and they will know that there is a prophet in Israel. In other words, that there is a God in Israel. Because the prophet could do nothing until God has shown them. Yes. And so, I would go that my Lord Naaman was over in my country, for we have a prophet over there that could heal him of his leprosy. Oh my, how God used that child. How did she know? The same thing I was talking on last night, inspiration from the very atmosphere. Now, notice, that child under an inspiration was led to say those words. We don't know of Elisha ever healing anyone else, and maybe no one else, no matter how many he prayed for. But did you hear that? We have no record on the Bible, and we don't know anyone. And it's probably the lady did not know of any leper that Elisha has healed. But she knew that with God, nothing shall be impossible. She was well trained. You see? Ever heal anyone else, and maybe no one else, no matter how many he prayed for. But she said, I would to God that my Lord was over with my country, for in my country we have a prophet. Oh, if we could say that about our churches today. I would to God that you could come under the influence that I live under and my church lives under. For we believe that God is the healer. Do you believe that? Because he's the creator. That is why he's also the healer. The prophet told us that when the doctor operates, the only cuts, you know, a bacterial tissue away. Who brings the link to the tissue that has been cut? The prophet said, it is God. What doctors only, what they only do is that they put, a drug there to kill the germs. And the healing, the flesh grows back on its own. The healing takes place. That is God's responsibility. That is why he's the only healer. It takes creation to bring healing. It takes creation to bring healing. Amen. For we believe that God is a healer. We believe that God is a savior. We believe that God gives the Holy Spirit. And I would to God that you live in my country. We've got to invite people, our neighbors, to come under the atmosphere that we live in. And the neighbor you are going to invite will have to have confidence in you. They have to respect you. Your life must have positively influenced them. It's not a neighbor that you fight. It's not a neighbor that you gossip about, that reports you to people around and the rest of it. That's not a life that is worthy of the gospel. You cannot invite those people to your house, to your church. You can't. If they even see you around the place and say, are you a church person? Do you go to church? Or come under the sermon and hear how sound preaching, and say, is this the sermon that you listen to? Is this the sermon that you listen to? And you know that's a rebuke. To tell you that you are listening to a kind of sermon like this, you are still living like this. Notice quickly, when they enter into a place like that where the supernatural is introduced, Naaman at once sent to his king, and he wrote a letter over to one to the other king. He says, sure, now if there is a great thing like that going on over there in that country, the king should know about it. If there is a prophet in the land, the king will know about it. Sure, the eye orb should know about it. See, that is still the carnal mind. God does his own in a simple way. Even those kings don't accept the prophets because they are aware of life. They don't accept the prophet because of their aware of life. And the prophet is just usually a rebuke unto them. The little girl never said a word about the king. Did he talk about the king? He talked about the prophet. Would to God this Laban will go to my country, for we have a prophet in our country. It is not say we have a king. They know that there's a king there. But you know, the high-minded people, the high, they believe in protocol. Protocol. Oh, I cannot just go down, you know, let me go to the same level, the person of my level together, and then let him, you know, that's why things are messed up. And God is the God that breaks protocol. He jumps it, because no protocol can prevent him. No protocol can hinder him. When he's ready to do a thing and there's a protocol set behind him, he just jumps the protocol and leave the people that are subserving the protocol behind. And he does what he wants to do, and that's the end of it. By the pool of Bethesda, where Jesus got to the place, it will be expected that Jesus will start from the worst case. isn't it? And there were several of them needing God's touch. And God went to only one man that was not even prepared. Was he prepared? Of course. You say he's prepared because he was coming to that place. He's been there for 38 years. Coming to that place. He's been with that disease for 38 years, the scripture says. He was even older than Jesus Christ in that sickness. He has been in that sickness condition even before Christ was born. Right? Jesus was 33 and a half years old. Even as at this time, he wasn't 33 and a half years. And the man was 38 years in that condition. Not 38 years old. But he's been in that sickness for 38 years. Is that not what the scripture says? He's been in that condition for 38 years. And Jesus just went to him, bypass all others. The prophet said, compassion is not human sympathy. It's doing the will of God. If by compassion, and if by sympathy, he will have healed every one of them. Feeling sympathetic for this, feeling sympathetic for this. The prophet said, there are people that were very close to the point of death. That if they were not, if nothing was done for them, they would die. So Jesus just went straight to that man and said, would you like to be healed? The man misunderstood what Jesus said. He only told Jesus, he said, the impotent man answered, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, bring it over six. Look at what Jesus Christ told him. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered and said, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. He is in expectation. But he's been there constantly, nobody to help him to put him in the water. And God has seen him. And the condition of the man was changed overnight. Beyond his expectation. The man expected to be one day to be assisted to jump inside the water. He was expecting his healing through that means. But here was the healer himself. The man that sent the angel to come and trouble the water was here. On his own. And he just went to him. Quick healing. Fast. Breaking the protocol. He just went to the man and told him, will you be made whole? The man said, I don't have anybody. Come back to that scripture. Put me into the pool while I am coming. Another step down. Look at what Jesus did. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. No ceremony. And then what did he do? And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Every sick person here, hear the word of God. We are re-echoing the scripture. Let the healing virtue of God flow to your system and receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the God that we serve is the Creator. And because healing is children's bread. The prophet said, when he went to the whipping post, he was to accomplish two purposes. For the salvation of our souls and for the healing of our bodies. And that's what Jesus Christ referred to in John chapter 3. When he said, as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, he said, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. Now, what happened to them in the wilderness when they looked at the snake? The prophet said two things happened to them. They were forgiven their sins and they were healed for two compound purposes. For the healing of their body, those who looked were forgiven of their sins, saved, and they received their healing. And so, The man received his healing.
The little girl never said a word.
Sorry, I'll close now after we have read this. By the grace of God, we continue with this next opportunity.
The little girl never said a word about the king. She spoke about the prophet. Amen. Oh, I hope you see. My, she spoke of the prophet. Maybe she had never seen a case of leprosy healed, but she knew where someone lived under that atmosphere of the supernatural. Say, if you go over there, something will take place. And that is the God that we serve. He has sent his word to us to put us in a good atmosphere where all things are possible. The prophet emphasized atmosphere in the Psalm of the supernatural. The atmosphere brings the supernatural hands of God. And now while I close, this same Elisha was had an encounter with the kings, which involved Jehoshaphat, the five kings. They were going to war. It was the son of Ahab. Can't remember, Jerome or something. So Jehoshaphat was having alliance with him. Of course, he had alliance with his father. Only God saved him by that time. He did not learn his lesson. So this time around, he still had an alliance with this guy, and he wanted to join to go and fight, you know, the king of Syria. And so other kings joined with them. And when they were going, there was no water for their animals to drink. And you know, water is life for animals. And Jehoshaphat looked and he said, "Hey, God wants to destroy all of us, Sabi. No water, nothing for them also to drink. And so we have to look for water." And then Jehoshaphat asked a king of Israel and said, "Is there no prophet around there?" I said, "Well, there is Elisha. Elisha, the man who poured water on Elijah's hand." He said, "Oh, the word of God will be with him." And the prophet said, "Who your teacher is matters. Who your mentor is matters. Who mentors you is very, very important. Under whom you grow up is very, very important. Very, very important. Because it straightens your life. Because the life of man that mentors you, you will pattern after him. If he's a thorough man, you'll be thorough. If he's an unthorough man, you will be unthorough. Yeah, you'll be wishy-washy if the man was wishy-washy. And that's how sometimes under the ministry, under whom you grow matters when it comes to ministration. It's very, very, very important. The sadness that you project when you go out there, the grace of God that people see, it depends on how you are raised, how you stay with the world. It depends on who raises you, who your mentor is, under the minister that you have grown. We are grateful to God for our ministers. And so, Elisha was in his own place, and then all the five kings, they got there. The moment Elisha saw the son of Ahab, maybe Jerome or something, can't remember his name now, he was wrathful. He said, "What are you looking for? Why don't you go to the gods of your father? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this?" He was rough with the guy. He said, "If not because of the presence of Jehoshaphat, I will not even look at you at all." I said, "Well," this answer, so Jehoshaphat spoke and the rest of it. So finally, when he got to understand their purpose, they have come to consult him. But for you to, we are emphasizing the importance of atmosphere. And that's what I'm going to close with. Atmosphere brings the supernatural. Under that condition, Elisha could not contact God, could not bring the supernatural down, because the atmosphere was bad. He has to look for a singer. He said, "Get me a mistress and let him play music."
And then the person began to play music, and then the atmosphere changed. When the atmosphere changed, then the Spirit of God came down. And he came upon Elijah, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord." He said, "You're not going to see rain, neither are you going to see cloud or wind." He said, "But the valley, say, will be filled with ditches." He said, "Go and dig ditches. Go and dig ditches. You will not see rain or wind or whatever." He said, "But the ditches will be filled with water." Supernatural. Supernatural came down to instruct Elijah to give answer to their question. And their needs were met. And then the prophet was saying in the course of that okay, now Elijah has given them the opportunity. Now, everyone having to go and will now have to go and dig ditches. Now, the more ditches, the deeper your ditch, the more water you will retain. The shallow your ditch, the less water you will retain. So it now up to you and me. May God be gracious to us. Let's bow down our heads and let's talk to God. You know the needs in your life that no man can supply. Spiritual needs, material needs, financial needs, health needs, whatever. The great creator is there. The great provider is there. Jehovah Rapha is there. Jehovah Nissi. Is there. Jehovah Shalom is there. Jehovah Sidekenu is there. Jehovah Shammah is here. Jehovah Roy is here. Is there. To meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray. While I ask our pastor to pray for us, let your desire be made known to God.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We are happy to be back to your house again for this midweek service. We thank you very much, Lord, for being with us as we left on Sunday. Your protection, your cares, your provision for our needs, your guidance, Lord, holding us there from on high, protecting us, O God, from all dangers, from all evils. We know that your enemy is always there to offset one thing or the other. For as it has been described, your word has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you came so that we might have life, so that we might have it more abundantly. That is our desire, that is our prayers, O God. Our master and our God, your prophecy, sickness is a perversion of good health. Lord, in whichever way the enemy has reared up his ugly head in our lives, Master, resist that in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever might be our needs, as individual, those on the altar, those in the congregation, whatever form of need or the other, which is expected of mortals, Lord Jesus, we are praying that you will not pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our needs. Be it material things, be it spiritual things, be it financial things, we look unto you, the Almighty, with whom there is nothing is impossible. Meet us, Lord, at the point of our needs. Turn our requests to testimonies, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, as you have taught us. You say whatsoever things you desire, when you ask in prayer, believe you have received, and then you shall have it. We believe you have heard us. We believe we have received from you. Lord, may we have them, O God. May they be manifested, Lord. May they turn to testimonies. Thank you, Father. When finally it comes to general prayers, Lord, the request will be read. We pray you inspire us to pray. Has become a sense, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
You believe God has heard your prayers? You believe God has heard your prayers? He promised to answer. Let's believe. As pastor pray that God says whatever we desire when we pray, we should believe and we shall have it. All right? Before I hand over to okay. Yeah. Before I hand over, let us take this song. Yeah, please display. That was the song I said we're going to sing it in the way that is put on the board. That is why you are called Jehovah. To renew the change of the world. We are waiting for you. I want the buffet. Anyway, we will sing it like that, but the buffet can't tell you around. Okay, hold on. Buffet can't tell you around. Bye. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you would do, that is what you have done. What you say you would do, that is what you are doing. What you say you would do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. That's the way I want this song. That is why you are called Jehovah.
Hallelujah, oh, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, what you say you will do, oh, that is what you have done. What you say you will do, that is what you are doing. Oh, what you say you will do, that is what you will do. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, Jehovah, oh, that is why you are.
Let's be on our feet.
Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, what you say you will do, oh, that is what you have done. Oh, what you say you will do, that is what you are doing. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah.
Oh, one more time.
Hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, Jehovah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, what you say you will do, oh, that is what you have done. Oh, what you say you will do, oh, that is what you are doing. Ah, what you say you will do, that is what you are doing. You will do, that is why you are called Jehovah, Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, that is why you are called
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again at this hour for seeing us through this midweek service. Thank you for the reading of the scriptures. Thank you for the text that was the key and admonition that went forth. We are so grateful unto you that we know that we are your children, the children of the Creator, the children of the supernatural, the children of whom with nothing is impossible. Thank you, our Father. That is what gives us assurance, O God, that our journey from earth to glory, because it's ordained by you, there is no aspect of this journey that the enemy can take glory. Thank you, Father. Your prophet said we cannot come into your presence and go away the same. Lord, we are not going away the same. We are going better citizens of your kingdom. Your word has brought blessings unto us. It has brought deliverances. It has brought healing. It has brought increment of faith, O God. Thank you for all that your word has done in our lives. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant who went through a minor surgery that you have see through successfully. Lord, we just pray you see him through the course of healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant that you have used for the service, the virtue that has led him. We ask, O God, that you will replenish him, Lord. We commit the rest of the services of the week into your hands, Lord. We pray, O God, the coming ones, O God, you will bless them too. Take us home safely as you brought us. Guide our steps, protect us from all dangers, from all evils, Lord. May your name be praised, Lord. The blessings that we have received, O God, from these services, Lord, may they be permanent in our lives. We remember Brother Joseph in Ghana. May you be with him, O Father. Continue to bless his meetings, Lord. When he shall be coming back, bring him back safely unto us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory, our honor, and praises, and adoration for granting these petitions, Lord. Because we ask them all with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen. And amen. Okay, please be seated. This will say, greetings, Sister Ola Eto asked me to greet the church. God bless you all, Sister Josie. We heard this once as our visitors, Brother William. God bless you. God bless you, Brother William. We have Sister Kolade also with us, Sister Kolade. God bless you. Yeah, we also have Brother Judah Kolade with us. God bless you, Brother Judah Kolade. Praise be to God. Shall we rise? I wish I can dance. You know I love dancing. I just wish I can dance. Well, let's sing this chorus. Anyway, whether I dance or not, let's sing this chorus. Say amen, 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 amen. Oh, mercy and glory, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, give him, give him, honor, power.
God forever.